Kiribos, I hope all is good. Good zivach. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Chav Zayin, and we're here on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, a couple lines up, Toshma. And if you remember from Erev Shabbos, we were in the middle of discussing the concept of Tziburin, right? Again, we said when you have a Gilgul Shvua, right, in the sugyas of Gilgul Shvua, when you're making that's today's daf. I'm sorry. That's later. We'll get to that later today. But we're getting to the concept of Kinyan Agav. When you're getting to a concept of Kinyan Agav, when you're acquiring land along with Metaltalin, does the movable objects have to be on the land? So we're kind of trying to figure out whether this halacha of Tziburin, whether the Metaltalin has to be on the land, if that is true or not. We're in the middle of a bunch of rayas, one way or another. Just before we begin today's shir, Zluli Nishmas Tema Bas Malka. My grandmother's yurtzeit is today, so her neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, says the Gemara like this. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Right, Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel Uzikanim Shahayu Boim Basfina. There's a story with Rabbi Gamliel. He was traveling on a boat with the Zakanim. And Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel Zakanim. Rabbi Gamliel said to them, Isur Shani Asi Lamud. This Isur, this Miser, that I'm going to give, is going to be Miser Rishon, right? Nosun Hulo Yoshua is given to Yoshua, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanina, ben Hananya, who was a Levi. Umakomo Muskarlo, right? And the place, right? The place, meaning wherever the Miser is sitting on, right? That land is rented to him. Right, the Isur, that's the Chora, right, the Kinyan Agav that they're going to do. The Isur Echad, and another, Avisur Acher, I'm sorry, another Miser, again, it was, as you'll see in a second, Miser Ani, Shani Asi Lamud, and that I'm going to eventually measure and separate. Nazon Lakiva Ben Yosef is given out to Rabbi Akiva, Kadeshi Yizgalo Bolaniyim, right, so he should be Zocha, right, he's Mizakit for the poor, umakomo muskarlo, and so too, right, the land, right, is rented to him. So apparently, what do you see? Shmami now being in Tziburin. Apparently, we see that you need Tziburin, that you need to have the item in question, right on the land. So Tziburin, but so the Gemara says, Shani House of Noki, Echidilo, the Truchinu. So, no, it could be that that was simply that he didn't want to make Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, right, to go get the stuff, right? And, because if it was someone else's land, they might have felt badly. They were using Rabbi Gamliel's land. So, he just was mizaka in the land. So, like, you know, when you leave something by somebody's house and you feel bad that you left it there. Okay, so he just he said, you know what? Actually, that land is yours, so you can do with it whatever you want. So, right, when you put it in your own machzan, in your own storage, okay, you leave it there for a month or two or three or ten or whatever. But if it's in someone else's house, you feel pressure to get it out. So that maybe could be over there. Right, that's what Rabbi Gamliel was doing. Tashma, bring another proof. I'm a Rava Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Shnei Shtorosein. Right, there are two types. Very interesting. Two types, not two types, but really two halachos. Things that are shaykh to a shtar. Zachu basad azu laploni vakosu as a shtar. If a person said, right, give, right, bizocha in the field, right, and this guy should have my field, and then he wrote a shtar for him. So chozer b'shtar, aveinu chozer basada. He can take back the shtar, but he can't take back the field. And lachora, what's going on is that the kinyan, right, the kinyan is valid. The field changes hands. But the fact that he was giving him, or he promised to give him a proof, right, in the shtar, meaning the shtar was just as a proof that he, the title deed, a change of ownership, not that that would actually affect, right, the transaction. But if you say, if you say you're being kona this field on the condition that I write you a shtar for it as like some sort of receipt or whatever, so then chozer he can be mishtar be misad, regardless if you haven't done the kinyan on the shtar and you haven't gotten the contract yet, so the guy can take it back, he can be chozer. Rav Chir bar Avin Amar Rav Huna Shloshes Shtaros Hain. Rav Chir bar Avin says there's one more, right? Trei Hadar, and two that we just mentioned, and either another one him come mocher because of loss of shtar.
That
for whatever reason, the guy had a star written up before the transaction, right? And before the kinyan was done, so that's, as we said before, the kosin and hashtar b'mocher, right? That's you're allowed, the sellers are allowed to write up a shtar, right? Even though, right, the buyer is not there, right? Kefir she'echsuk imo b'karka, right? Nikne hashtar b'kom makom shehu, because the moment that he does the kinyan on the karka, right, he acquires the shtar, right, wherever it is. So shmamina, so what do you see, right? Apparently, what do you see that if you acquire the shtar, right, wherever it is, right, so that apparently lo bein en tziburin bo, right? We don't need the items to be on the actual fields. The Gemara says, nah, shiny star, right? Daf sira de arahu, because it's kind of like the way you kind of pull the land. Daf sira is like a bit or like the reins on an animal. Right, so it's connection to the field, right? It's like part of the field, right? It's not, it doesn't have to be a kinyan agav, right? You would get it together with the field. Aye, the Gemara says, "Vagatani halah zu hishashaninu mechazim shein lehem lemechayis nignin mechazim sheishin lemechayis because of shtar v'chazaka." We learned about this example that it is a kinyan agav, that it is meaning. It's not that the shtar is just an extension or like part of the way you acquire the field. That's mamish. This is mamish a kinyan agav. That's about this. This is, we said it. This is a kinyan agav. So apparently we see shmamina, right? Lo bidin sibur and bash mamina. Apparently we see that no, ein chanami, that we don't need to have the item in question on the piece of land itself. Okay, ebaylu, we asked another question. Me bein agav, ola, do you have to say agav? I mean, do you have to say, this literally means, do we need agav? Meaning it should say me bein on, you know, amira agav or something. I mean, do you have to say that this is a kinyan that is happening derech agav, or do you have not have to mention it? The Gemara says, "Tashma, bring a proof." The katani kol hani, velo katani agav. What do you mean? All of these examples that we brought of the kinyan agav, we didn't mention kinyan agav in any of these brises or mishnas or whatever. So the Gemara says, "No, okay, but the tameich kani mikatani. It doesn't say kni either. Right? We didn't mention that the guy said acquire, right? Ela ad amar kni, achanami ad amar kni. You might have thought, meaning apparently we need to, meaning we definitely do need to say kni. We must, you definitely do need to say." Yes, to acquire it, it could, okay, it must be, right, it didn't mention it, but obviously, right, that's true. So it's the same deal, by you don't necessarily maybe have to mention agav. So the Gemara says, just to sum up, v'hilkos ha-tziburin lo be'inan, right, agav u'kni be'inan. And the halacha is that you don't need it to be tziburin, as we proved, but you do need to say agav u'kni, and the fact that the Bryce has just omitted those words, right, don't tell us anything, right? You do, really do need to say those things. Okay. Right? Let's say the derech of kinyan, the way that you're giving something over to somebody else, is different. Do they have to be the same kinyan or not? And do they have to be, really, not kinyan is probably not the right word, probably the same type of sales, the same type of transaction. Right? Does it have to be a sedeba mecher? Can it be a sedeba mecher? You're selling the field and you're giving the item as a gift. Right? Mao, what's the din? Right? When I first learned kinyan agav, I had assumed that this was what was going on. Right? He's buying the land and you're giving him, you know, like you open a bank account and you get a Mets hat or whatever. So it's a terrible example. But I always assumed, right, he's buying the land and he's giving him the tractor that's on it. So that's not what's happening, right? You're acquiring both of them, and he's paying for both items. He's just doing the kinyan, one agav the other. So here the question is, right, if he's, in the case I just mentioned, right, he's buying the field and he's getting the metaltalin as a gift, as a, you know, a pen, as a, for whatever. So the, what's the din? So the Gemara says, Tashma, does that work? Tashma, the proof is, Isur Shani Asi Lamud Nasun Lihuda, Mekoma Mishkarla. Well, what was one of the examples that Rabbi Gamliel was doing kinyan agav, right, he was on the boat, said, I'm giving this miser, right, to Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua, who's a Levi, and then Makoma Muskarlo, and the place he's renting out, right, I'm renting him, obviously not for real, right, just for like a little bit of, like a land, or a little bit of money, or whatever, you see two different types of transactions, so therefore, Shmamina, apparently that works, that you can do it, together, even if they're acquiring in a different way, there, right? The miser is matana, right, and the land was a rent, which is equivalent to a purchase. What about, can you give the field to some guy and the metaltalin to somebody else? Meaning, we said one guy can acquire both things in a chinami, but can one guy acquire the field and one guy acquire and the metaltalin? So Tashma, bring your proof again. I'm part of that story, right? Isur shani asi lamud nasan liakiba ben Yosef keishi iskabo aniim, right? In mekomo muskolo, right? That's that part of the story. Rabbi Gamliel was giving the field to Rabbi Akiva, and the Maiserani went to the poor. So the Gemara says, "My Muskar, no, what do you mean? But that's not a good proof, right? The last one was a good proof, but that's not a good proof, because Muskar the Meiser, but that field is leased, right, or rented out to the poor, so they could put the Meiser on it, not to Rabbi Akiva. Or Rabbi Basima, or you could give different answers. Shishani Rabbi Akiva, the Adonim Hava. Maybe Rabbi Akiva was different, because Rabbi Akiva was in charge of giving all the money out to the people. So maybe that he was considered to be the Adonim, and so that when he rented the land to the Rabbi Akiva, it was as if he was renting the land, right, to the poor people, and therefore the money and the field were going to the same person, quote unquote. Amar Rava says, "Lo shanu elish nasan demekula." Rava says a different aspect of Kenyan Agav. That's only if you paid all of it. I mean, if only you paid the money in full. It's not if you're paying in installments. You can only do a Kenyan Agav if you paid all the money for the field and I guess the items. Amar lo nasan demekula lo kana el kenegin mosav. But if you only paid, I don't know, 20% of it, then you only get 20% of the metaltalin of the corresponding movable stuff. Tani kavaz derava, the Bryce supports that shita. Yavakoch, we're going to, again, this is going to be at the end, we're going to code a bunch of different things, and then we'll get to the proof at the end. Yavakoch kesef, mikor kashtar, mikor kashtar, mikor kesef. The kesef is greater than shtar in some respects, and shtar is greater than other in other respects. Yes, now they lost some place, obviously, because it says the same words like five times. Okay. Yafikok HaKesef, Shakesef, Bodim Bo Hekdeshes Meiser Sheni. Kesef is stronger than Shtar, because Kesef you can use to redeem Hekdesh Meiser Sheni. Masha'in came with Shtar, right? Well, Shtar is stronger, but Shtar is unable to do that. Yafikok HaShtar, but Shtar is one up on Kesef, Shashtar Motsi Bas Yisrael, and Shtar can dissolve a marriage. Masha'in came with Kesef, which money cannot do. Yafikok Shneim Mikoch Chazaka, and both of those things are stronger than Chazaka. Mikoch Chazaka Mikoch Shneim, and Chazaka is stronger than both of them in certain cases. Yavakach Shneim, Shneim Konim Be'Evet Ivri. Shtar and money are one up on Chazaka that they can acquire in Evet Ivri. Masha Inkein BeChazaka, which Chazaka cannot do. Yavakach Chazaka SheChazaka Machalos Eser Sados BeEser Medinos. And Chazaka is stronger because if a guy sells someone else 10 fields in 10 different countries, the moment he has a Chazaka in one of them, he acquires all of them. So the Gemara says, and this is the point we wanted to make. When is that true? That's when he paid for all the fields. But if he only paid a portion of it, he only acquires the fields that are corresponding to how much, right, he paid. So that's exactly, right, to what we're talking about over here. And then that parallels Rava's statement that if you're buying a bunch of different things, right, in your one field and metaltalin or a bunch of different fields, right, if you give all the money, then you do acquire everything. But if you don't, then you only give according to what you give. Misaila Shmuel, and this also supports Shmuel, who basically says the exact same thing. Shmuel Machalo Eser Sados Beser Medinos. If you sell somebody 10 fields in 10 countries, Kem Shechzev Ba'achas Mehem Kanez Kulan. The moment you have a chazaka in one of them, you have a chazaka. You have ownership of all of them. Amar Avacha Brei Deravika Teda, and you should know that this is true. Shila Moser Lo Eser Behemos Ba'Afser Echad. Right, because you should know that this is true, because if someone would give you 10 animals with one afsar, with one like reins, or with one whatever, the bit or whatever, you know, it goes around the face of the animal, if I'm like kni, and you say to the guy, acquire, milo kani, certainly, if they're all tied together, right, certainly you would acquire it. So I'm like, they said back to me, dummy, what do you mean? I agree with the halacha, but it's not a good comparison. Hazam igudo biyodo, right there, you're holding, right, the actual thing of the animal. Right, the actual, you know, everybody's connected. How can any to be open here? Right, all the fields are, you're not holding anything of the fields. You're being maxic in one of them. Right, there's no actual physical, like, so you could say that they're all singularly one item. Igidami, some people say that last discussion we just had is actually the opposite. That Amr of Achabre de Rika, Teda de Lokani, right? You should know that it's not true. That if you buy one, if you have a chazaka in one field, you don't acquire all 10 fields, because if the guy, you would give somebody 10 animals, right, with one, they're all tied together, and you'd say, bikona this one, right, you would obviously not acquire the other ones. So that, you see that same thing with the 10 fields. So the Gemara says, and then midami, then the Gemara just attacks that comparison as well, because also gufim mukhlokim hacha sadna da arachadu, because by the animals are gufim mukhlokim, those are separate animals, and therefore, yeah, okay, if the guy says acquire this one, you're not going to acquire the rest of them. But by land, land is all gush echad, it's all one connected, even though different countries, right, the land is still land, right, it's all one kadur haaretz, it's all one globe, so that is really one one item, so therefore, lechora, that would not be comparable. Okay, zokin asan chosin, here is the aforementioned Gilgul Shvua, which I alluded to at the opening, and we had said in the Mishnah, if you remember, right, you can do a Gilgul Shvua. Now, normally, by case of Moda Mixas, if a guy says, you owe me 100 bucks, and someone else says, I owe me only 50, then you have to take a Shvua. That's only a metalplin or movable property, movable objects. But if there's some reason, there's a claim about land as well, so you can do what's called a Gilgul Shvua. You can make the, since the guy's swearing about the metaltalin, you can make the shvua go on the land itself. Amar ulo menayin the gilgul shvua min haTorah. How do you know this works? Says ulo. How do you know that you can do that? So now the Gemara is about to give an example from Issur v'Heter. We're gonna, well, I guess we'll get to that point at the end, right? And we're not gonna come to a source right now. We're gonna use a source, a very, very obscure source, and the Gemara itself is gonna comment that on that, and that's what we'll, where we'll leave it. So we'll leave you hanging, and then you'll find the source that the Gemara brings tomorrow. But anyway, so he says like this: Shanem the Pasuk says, "V'amra Isha Amen Amen." The woman says, "Amen Amen." What is that? So if you remember from Masechta Sotah. When a woman is a sota, brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so part of the thing is she has to agree to the Kohen's, curses and stipulations, the whole Parsha. She says, right, if I'll remember this, I'll remember that, and at the end of it, she says, Amen, Amen. She says, Amen twice. What does she say Amen for? Al Ha'ala, Amen. Al Ha'ashvu, Amen. Amen al Ha'ala, Amen al Ha'ashvu. She says, I'm Amen on the curse, Amen on the Shavu, on the oath, Amen im Ishzeh, Amen im Ish Acher, right? Amen if whether it was the guy right, we're accusing her of being with, Amen if it's someone else that we're unaware of, Amen Shalazatisi, Arusa, Amen that she didn't do it when she was in Arusa, when she was had just Kiddushin, Erzin, Unasua, when she was fully married, Shemaris Yavam, she's waiting for Yibam, Ukunusa, when the Yavam had already married her. So Gemara just points out, what's the proof over here? Hi Arusa Hechidami. What's the case when she says Amen that she didn't cheat on her husband when she was in Arusa? Elamid the Kanila, Kashi Arusa. If you tell me that the warning, right, Kanin Stira, right, that there's two steps for Sota, there's a warning, there's a seclusion, and then you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. As if the warning was when they were engaged, when she was Arusa, Vakam Mashkila, Kashi Arusa, and the Hashaka, and he's giving her to drink when she was in Arusa. But not, that can't be the case, because that's not a Rusa Vashemaris Avon Losho Sos for Lenotas Kluba. We learned that you don't have such a case. You can't have a Sota when a woman is in a Rusa, right? They don't drink the May Sota. That's not a thing. So Gemara says, my time, why is that? Because Tachasi Shechem Rachman Avalaka. Because it has to be that she was underneath her husband, meaning under his full jurisdiction. And when she's just in a Rusa, right, she's staying by her father's house. Again, back in the day, they used to have a long period of time between the quote-unquote engagement, the first stage of marriage, and the final stage of marriage, the Nisuin. So for that time, the woman lived in her father's house. So it has to be Takas Yishech, she has to be in her husband's house, fully under his jurisdiction, right, to do the Mesota, and then she's not. So therefore, that can't be the case. Ella, the case of when she's in Arusa is the Kani Lakshi Arusa. The warning was when she was in Arusa, Vinistra Kishi Arusa, and she had secluded herself with the same guy when she was still in Arusa, when she still only had the first stage of marriage, the Kamashi Lakshi Nisua. And the Hashaka was only after they were fully married, after the Nisua. The Gemara says, that can't be the case either. Because me bud kula maya, the waters wouldn't check her in that case. Because the pasuk says vinika ish me'avon. I'm not sure. Anyway, the person, the husband also has to be clean of sin, right? Amar Rachmana, right? Bizman sheish menuka me'avon mayin boken as ishto. If the man is also has not cheated or done anything wrong, the waters will check his wife. But ain't ish menuka. But if the man is also guilty in a certain sense, the waters won't check his wife. And what's the case over here? Where he warned her when they were in Arusa, right? She had stira, she was secluded when she was in Arusa, and then there was Nisuin, which means that they were together. They slept together. Well, that's usur. Now let us sleep with your wife if she's already accused of cheating on her, and you started the sota process. You can't be together with her. So they did something inappropriate, so the waters wouldn't work in that scenario either. Ella, so how in the world are you getting right an arusa right to take this? Why are you? How in the world are you making this woman swear that she cheated on him when she was an arusa? Right, there's no case where you could have her take the mesota right? As an Arusa, when there was an accusation that she was unfaithful while she was an Arusa, so when she only had the first stage of marriage. So rather, the Gemara proves Ela Alide Gilgul, right? It must be that we're just adding this case onto the regular case of Sota, right? Everything happened when she was in the Suah, but we're also just adding Gilgul Shvuah, right? We're adding on another scenario, right, to see maybe that she cheated on him when they were in Erisin, but in Echinami, the whole sort of the process had to be when there was Nisuin, when they were already fully married. So that we see a proof that there's a concept of Gilgul Shvuah, that you can add one Shvuah to the next. The Gemara just points out what I alluded to before, Ashkechan Sota de Yisura. Right? Sota is a case of Isra Hatter, right? There are different branches of halacha. There's what's the pasuk? Be'dam la'dam la'din la'din, be'nega la'nega. The pasuk says that there's a beis din judges be'dam la'dam. Right, that's isra heter. Be'din la'din, that's mamonos, and be'nega la'nega, that's saras. I forget already. But anyway, there's different branches of halacha. There's dini mamonos, there's dini isra heter. There's the four branches of Shulchan Aruch as well. We can't always learn from one to the next, right? Isra Heter is halacha in Isurim, right? In Mitzvos and Torah, Benanam Makom, etc. Right? Mamadini Mamadis is a completely different realm of halacha. It's monetary obligations, contracts between people. Right? There's no Isra Heter necessarily over there. So how can you learn? Okay, fine. So we see they can do a Gilgul Shvuah by Sota, but here we're trying to learn a Gilgul Shvuah by money. Right, we're talking about acquiring movable property and land. There's no Isra V'Heter really over here. So Gemara says, Mamon Minalan. How do you know you can do a Gilgul Shvuah on Mamon? So that's what we're going to have to get to tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Right, and we're going to see if there's a Kavachomer from Sota. Okay, we're gonna get to it tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Either way, have a tremendous Kavan and Slichas. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.